In James 2:19, it says, "If you believe that there's one God, good, but even the demons believe and shudder or tremble," right? So demons, Satan himself, they've got right theology. They believe in all the same stuff that a Christian does. But what sets us apart and what makes them not saved is they do not worship. We worship God. We believe and we worship. So believing isn't enough. I believe there's probably more than not professing Christians that strictly believe, but they do not worship. And that's something that is quite fearful and should be fearful. Fearful enough to keep checking ourselves to make sure that our motives and our heart is in constant worship of God, of true worship of God, of glory and honor to God alone, to ascribe God's glory. What's the proof that you worship God? And by worship, I hope by now you guys know that you understand worship is not strictly music. It's not your Sunday when you're clapping your hands and singing along to the songs on stage. That's one form of worship, but our lives are worship. How do you know you're truly worshiping, even when you are worshiping? How do you check yourself in your job? How do you know you're glorifying God in all you do? For 99.9% of the time, it's going to be the smallest unnoticed things by anybody else. But you'll know every step of the way. And to build your character so that it's less thought and just more of who you are in Christ. So things like being faithful to your wife for 50 years, that's glorifying God. Being faithful to your husband for 50 years, that's glorifying God. Keeping your mouth shut when you're able to start gossiping about somebody or something. To not talk in those moments is glorifying God. Once again, unnoticed, right? Who's going to notice that you're not talking about something or joining in or bringing something up? So it's these little mundane, most of the time boring actions, regular everyday actions in our life that God sees and that God knows and that you yourself will know when you are restraining and when you are giving glory to God. When someone gives you a compliment for any reason, you've done a great job at work, or maybe you sing a solo at church and people afterwards and say, "Man, that was a great job and that was so good." You say thank you. You don't need to say, "Oh, no, it wasn't me. All glory to God." No, that's true. That should be happening in your heart, but you can accept the compliment. You know, thank you very much, you know. But knowing that, "God, thank you. Thank you for giving me this gift to sing. Thank you for giving me this desire to bring music to glorify you in this way." So what's your platform? You know, where are you at in your life? What's your home life? What's your school life? What's your friends look like? How can you more glorify God with everything that you do in those little unnoticeable things? Unpraiseworthy things by man's eyes. No one's going to notice you doing these things, these eternally beneficial things. But nonetheless, they are huge, a huge amount of importance. And if more Christians did more things to glorify God, we'd be definitely heading in a much better direction than we are. So let's be better than the demons and not just believe, but let's worship God today. Let's praise Him for who He is. Let's praise Him. Let's thank Him for the trials that you're going to face today. Let's thank Him for the blessings you're going to face today. But I love you guys and worship God today. Bye.